Namandavits. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu. Shinran Shonin writes, a verse of the Garland Sutra states, on seeing a bodhisattva perform various practices, some give rise to a good mind and others a mind of evil, but the bodhisattva embraces them all. Samazama na gyō wo osameru bōsatsu wo mite, yōi kokoro wo okoshitari, yokunai kokoro wo okoshitari surukoto ga attemo, bōsatsu wa minna osame totte suku de arou. Namandavits. Great. Good morning, everyone. Oh, I see lots of folks with their cameras on. This is great. I see we've got some Halloween costumes as well. Oh, my goodness. We've got Pikachu. We've got a witch. We've got all kinds of fun costumes. This is wonderful. I'm going to try something that we haven't done in a while, but we used to do all the time, which is we used to, in my Dharma talks, I used to ask some questions, particularly during these Dharma school talks, and have the Dharma school students provide some input and some feedback on those questions. And so I want to try that again this morning. It's been a while, but I think we can maybe give it a go. One thing that I've learned is that most of our Dharma school students have been doing distance learning for the past half year and more. And so they've gotten really good at, you know, muting and unmuting themselves and raising their hands on camera. So I'm going to try to see if we can get some input from our Dharma school students as well. You know, I post these talks on the website, and so any part of the Dharma school students' images or voices, we'll edit that, you know, before we post that on the internet. We won't worry about, don't need to worry about, you know, anybody's image sort of going out into cyberspace, but mine, and I'm used to it at this point. So great. So we'll go ahead and get started. Here we are on Halloween, and Halloween's a little bit different this year, right? Right? It's been not the way that we're quite used to. And so I want to ask our Dharma school students, what are some things that you did a little bit differently this year from years past in terms of the way that you've been, how you've been celebrating Halloween? Is there anything you've done differently? Let's see. If you want to unmute yourself, it looks like Dharma's got his hand up. So do you want to unmute yourself and tell us about something? Make sure you stand so we can see your face too. So at our house, we didn't go trick-or-treating. We made s'mores in the backyard on the grill instead. So that's one of the ways that we celebrated Halloween. Anybody else want to share something they did a little bit differently this year for Halloween? Do you want to unmute and share? So you got to play Candyland and you got to go for a walk. That sounds great. That sounds like a lot of fun for Halloween. That's great. Maybe you saw some spooky Halloween decorations and things like that. That sounds like a lot of fun. Great, great. Anyone else want to share what they did, special Halloween activities that they did this year that's maybe a little different than before? You can go ahead and unmute yourself if you want. Oh yeah, I see, it looks like has her hand up, or is that, yeah. Okay, so you did kind of an Easter egg hunt with candies. Oh, that sounds like a fun way of observing Halloween, right? So we can, even though we're not able to do the usual stuff, we've still been able to have some fun with Halloween, and we're still able to enjoy this holiday. There's still a lot for us to be grateful for. You know, for me, I am particularly grateful for my friends and neighbors this year because, you know, normally we go house to house to receive candy, but this year, the candy came to us. Our neighbors very kindly throughout the day, yesterday and a little bit the day before, we would hear the doorbell ring. And instead of people coming to the door and asking for candy, it was people coming to the door and giving us candy. These are our neighbors and our friends, and we got lots of goodies. So you can see up here for the Osonai today, we have some special Osonai we don't usually have. Can you recognize on your screen maybe some things we don't usually have up here for Osonai? Do you see anything that's a little bit unusual here? Yeah, can we see? Okay, so there is, anybody want to unmute and tell me something you see that's a little bit unusual? Let's see, does it look like maybe has his hand up again? Do you want to unmute? That's right, very good eyes, very good eyes. So you've got the pumpkin trick-or-treating bucket that usually goes door to door. This year, the candy came to us. And then I also have some osonai that's up there that's called the danmori, those little platforms where sometimes we have manju. Today we have things like Twix and Snickers, Ghirardelli chocolates, all of these goodies, right? So we receive these things, we put them up here because we're grateful for them. We're grateful for them, right? And so for me, this year's Halloween has been all about generosity, the generosity that I receive, and gratitude for what I have received, right? So generosity and gratitude, this is the basic attitude, the basic way of thinking for people of the Nembutsu, right? So a few weeks ago, I talked about a person named Genza. Do you remember Genza? Genza was somebody who lived very deeply in the Nembutsu. So Genza was somebody who lived deeply in the Nembutsu. And there were two things that Genza would always say, two things that were always coming out of Genza's mouth. One of them was, Namu Amida Butsu, Namu Amida Butsu, Namu Amida Butsu. The other thing that Genza was always saying was, Yokoso, Yokoso. Does anyone know what yokoso means? Do you know this word? Can anyone unmute and tell me what the meaning of the word yokoso is? Welcome, that's right. So Genza would always say, welcome, welcome. And he wouldn't just say it when somebody came over to his house, but he would say it all day long. Namman dabutsu, yokoso, yokoso. So he was welcoming everything that happened to him in his life. He was welcoming all of his experiences, the good experiences and the bad experience, everything. Yokoso, yokoso. Nandemo yokoso. Kokoro ga hirokatta. He had this wide open heart that could welcome all of his experiences. So, you know, for me, in a way, initially I was kind of disappointed not being able to do the usual Halloween activities. But when I remembered Genza, I remembered, okay, maybe there's another way to welcome this. And as I think about Halloween and the things that I miss doing, one of the things that I really miss doing is going to visit our temple members, because a lot of the temple members live in the same neighborhood that I live in. So it's fun to go see people from the temple and to go visit them. And there was one temple member who in years past, I really enjoyed visiting. She passed away. She crossed over to the other shore a few years ago. But whenever we would go to visit her house, she always had what I thought were the best treats. So normally when you go house to house, you might get things like this, right? Some M&Ms, or you know, maybe some Ghirardelli chocolates or some Snickers in your bag. We would go to this temple member's house. Her name was Mrs. Kodakari. Many of you probably remember Mrs. Kodakari. Mrs. Kodakari would put things like this in our bag. Can you see what this is? You see what this is? It's a little bit small maybe from you where you are. I'll come down and I'll hold it up to the camera for just a minute here. Okay. You see it now? Can you see what it is? Okay. So this is a beautiful swan. It's a beautiful swan and it's handmade by Mrs. Kodakari. She would make enough of these to give out to all the trick-or-treaters who came to our neighborhood. We have a lot of young families who live in our neighborhood. We have a lot of trick-or-treaters. I saw her shortly before she passed away. Sadly, she passed away right before Halloween. And I saw her at the beginning of October. She came for a senior gathering. And I said, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing you, Mrs. Kodakari, looking forward to coming to your house for trick-or-treating. She said, yeah, I've been working hard. I've been preparing. We always get lots of Halloween trick-or-treaters. So I'm trying to make 150 of these to give out on Halloween. She was 99 years old and she was working to make 150 of these handmade swans. They're made from paper that she would fold. It's made of little pieces of paper. She would fold them individually and glue them together to make these swans. And I asked her one time, I asked her, Mrs. Kodakari, where do you get all the paper to make those swans? And she said, you know, every day I get deliveries of paper in my mailbox. I get a lot of useful, beautiful, colorful papers in my mailbox. And so I was thinking about her because I've been getting a lot of useful, colorful papers in my mailbox lately too. I get things that say no on Measure Y. I get things that say yes on Measure Y, right? I have Measure RR. I have Measure T, right? I have various people who are running for office. I won't say their names, but I get lots and lots of these, right? All of these, this is like 1 week's worth, right? All of this mail. And you know what I usually do when I see this? It goes straight into the recycle bin. Doesn't actually come into the house a lot of times. If the blue recycle bin is out, it goes right into the bin, right? And that's my way of thinking. I see this and I think, ugh, I don't need all this stuff in my house. I've got enough stuff in my house already. Right in the bin, right? That's my way of thinking, right? My way of thinking is kind of narrow and it's based on my own convenience. And when I look at something, I can often only see it one way. I see this piece of paper and I think there's only one thing that I can do with this. And that's put it in the recycling, right? Mrs. Kodakari, she had a different way of living. She was like Genza. She was like Shindan Shonin. She lived deeply in the Nembutsu. Her way of thinking was Nammandabutsu, Nammandabutsu. It was Yokoso, Yokoso. And when you think like that, with the heart of gratitude and of generosity, there are all kinds of possibilities that you begin to see. And so when she saw this, she didn't think, oh, what a pain. She thought, oh, this is something that I can use to do something kind for somebody else. This is something that can bring joy to others. And that will be fun for me too, right? And so she had this open, broad heart. And so when she saw this piece of paper, she was able to see the happiness of others. She had this very special way of looking at the world, this way of looking at the world that comes from receiving the Buddha mind, not the mind that just thinks what's convenient for me, what's good for me, but it could think big. It could think about how can my life bring joy for other people's lives. That's what Amida Buddha is all about. That's this Buddha, this statue here. It's the story of somebody who dedicated their life to bringing happiness to all beings. And so people who live like Mrs. Kodakari, who live deeply in the Nembutsu, that's their heart. They have this big open heart that thinks about how to bring happiness to all beings, that can see something and recognize the possibilities in the way that the normal self-centered mind can't recognize. So when we live deeply in the Nembutsu in this way, moment to moment, Nammandabutsu, Nammandabutsu, Yokoso, Yokoso, then we have an open heart and all of the experiences, everything that comes to us, we can welcome that. We can see the possibilities. We're not able to do things that we're normally able to do this year. Our work has changed. Our school has changed. We're coming into the holiday season. All of our ways of observing the holidays, it's going to be a little different this year, right? It's already different. And so when we hear Namo Amida Butsu, we can think about how can we say Yokoso, welcome, welcome to these experiences as well. We have to be creative, just like Mrs. Kodakari was creative. But when we do that, use that open mind, then our life becomes rich and fun, and we can have a happy Nembutsu Halloween, a Nembutsu Thanksgiving, a Nembutsu O New Year's, maybe a little different than what we've done before, but also really fun and beautiful, like the holidays that we've all celebrated these past few days. So I'd like to conclude my talk by once again hearing these words of Shinran Shonin and thinking about this heart that says, Namo Amida Butsu, welcome, welcome, yokoso, yokoso. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho onegaishimasu. On seeing a bodhisattva perform various practices, some give rise to a good mind and others a mind of evil, but the bodhisattva embraces them all. Samazama na gyō wo osameru bōsatsu wo mite, yoi kokoro wo okoshitari, yokunai kokoro wo okoshitari suru koto ga attemo, bōsatsu wa minna osame totte sukuu de arou. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda Butsu.